biscuits, triple steak fingers, and something. And Grego gets his malt. Matter of fact, did you get a malt?
Or a large chocolate malt.
Large chocolate malt. She was like, okay, well, one problem, our ice cream maker's fucked.
Oh.
All right!
And Grego goes, what? Because this is the only place that we found within 30 miles that had his malt. He's like, what?
And when Grego gets his mind set on a food unit.
Yeah. And we'd already been into a Dairy Queen.
And that, was theirs broken as well?
No, it was too slow. The line was moving too slow. And Grego's
so
like,
walked out.
Get out of here. So we make, Grego, the lady goes, yeah, it's broken. Sorry about that. You know, and he was like, you know what? Cancel the whole freaking order. So me and Groups didn't get to eat.
Well, what happened?
We drove off.
We drove off to another Dairy Queen about 10 miles down the road.
Did you get your shake then?
Got it.
Delicious, Buffalo. Wasn't it?
Got it. I think it was in Buffalo.
And Groob's reorder is triple steak fingers.
Yep.
With eight sides of gravy.
Yeah.
I think Groob's is a big gravy guy.
There is no
gravy
question.
I would think so. I think Groob's likes gravy. And Texas toast.
Well, good. We've always got to have somebody around here who likes gravy. We're a gravy station.
Groups.
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline. Three, two, and one. Kick it.
It is 3:24. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Wednesday, and what a great day this is. It may be rainy and cold on the outside, but in here today, it is wonderful because today we emanate live from the Dallas Boat Show at Market Hall. Now, everybody is familiar with the Dallas Boat Show by now. Everybody knows what it's all about. The reason they know is because they've heard Grego's spots on every TV station. They have seen the talking catfish. And they have heard those, and they know what's going on out here at the boat show. And if you don't, or even if you do, then you need to get out here and check it out, because they've got it all out here, don't they?
They've got boats. I don't care what kind of boat you want, they've got it out here. If you like to fish, they got fishing boats. You want nice speed boats, they've got it. If you're a water skier, they've got some of the best water ski boats out here.
Pontoon?
They've got them. They've got the little sport boats, the little Sea-Doos. They've got personal watercraft.
What do they call them? Cigar boats?
They've got semi-cigar boats. There's one over there. There's a nice fountain. Nice little boat.
But they got no real cigar boats out here?
You know, I think to be a real cigar boat, I think it's got to be at least 40 foot long.
Oh,
I don't,
really?
I don't think they've got a 40-footer in here. They've got a 37-footer. So they've got any kind of boat that you want or marine accessories.
Yes, it's Boats Be Us out here at the boat show today.
I bet you didn't know, Ron, that you could get you a floating water trampoline.
No, I had no idea of that, Grego.
No, would you?
I really did not.
Would you like to do that sometime?
I might.
Like you get it out of the water?
Yeah.
And you bounce on it and like turn a flip and into the water?
I might be into that, yeah.
They've got those out here.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun, I'm telling you. And anything that you can pull behind a boat, they have out here.
Well, that is definitely the personal water accessory for every guy and girl. And if you need to pick up that floating trampoline, this is the place to do it out here at the boat show today. Now, to make it all the better, we happen to have, Grego, a limited number of VIP passes for the boat show. And if our promotions minions over there, Mike Ray Davies and
Lisa.
Who did? Mike Ray Davies won an award? For what?
For being the best promotions guy.
For looking like you?
No, he's the top promotions man of the month.
They picked that?
Yeah.
Who presented that award?
Rob Chickering.
Doogie.
Expo.
They brought Tommy Daniels back.
That's closer to happening than you think.
Yeah, when's Tommy Daniels going to start doing tickers again? I miss him. He's bound to be here soon.
Yeah, he's bound to be.
As soon as we can get rid of Dick Hicks.
Hopefully this time he'll stay.
I like Tommy Daniels.
Well, anyway, Mike Ray Davies and Lisa are here, and they're going to be roaming around the outside, and if they see anybody wearing a ticket T-shirt, they will give you a free pass to the boat show.
That'll save you money.
Yeah, that will. Now, it says, no guarantees, only if we spot you, in the penmanship of about a seventh grader from Parker County. And guarantees is spelled G-A-R-A-N-T-E-E-S. So, I don't know who wrote that, but they're going to be
Eric.
Roaming around the outside. And if they see you and you got ticket gear on, then they will hook you up with a VIP pass. Now, on the presentation, we're going to revisit a few things that we touched on yesterday. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is one. The Bob Knight and Broglio is another, because there are new developments with both of those. At 4:50, be listening for Steam Talk. Be listening at 5:30 for the Ranch Report. Be listening at 4:10 for entertainment news for you. And whenever you listen throughout the day, we would advise you and urge you very strongly to, if you can fit it into your busy schedule and your lifestyle here in These the Aughts, give us one extra segment today. We're beginning to get a little light in segments. We need to ask you for one more, because if you will just give us one more, that will keep the radio station healthy and strong, and we just might make it another 10 years.
We're not asking for two.
No, just one.
All we want is
just one.
Just one. That's not asking too much.
I don't think it is.
It's a cold, rainy day, right?
Right.
What else do you have to do?
Exactly. Now, if that means sitting in your car, in your driveway, for one more segment, I don't think that's too much to ask.
You know what? You probably need to sit back, relax, take a breath after a long day.
Yeah,
anyway,
just unwind a little bit before you go in there and start getting beaten down by everybody.
Exactly. Just sit in your car, give us one more segment. The whole world benefits.
Yes. Please do that for us. All right, Pro Football Hall of Fame talk. We're going to get back into that. There are a couple of new developments that are worthwhile there, and we will touch on that. We'll get the day rolling with that next here on The Ticket.